The World Health Organization has said that Israel's destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital has ripped the heart out of the Palestinian territory's healthcare system. The Israeli Defense Forces left Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City on Monday after a two-week operation which saw most of the hospital complex left in ruins. Israel said it had killed 200 Hamas militants who had been in hiding there and that it took extra precautions to ensure that no civilians, medics or patients in the hospital were killed. That has been disputed by Palestinians and aid agencies. We are joined this morning from Geneva by Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization. Dr. Harris, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thank you for being with us. Have any of your staff, any of your teams been able to get inside the hospital since Monday?
Good morning. No, unfortunately, due to security issues, a planned mission did not go ahead yesterday. We are still planning further missions, but no, we have not been able to get inside. Our information really has relied on the health workers who were inside telling us what's going on. And they certainly tell us that there were more than 100 patients who need to be moved, need to go somewhere. And also that during that siege, 21 patients died just because they could not provide care for them.
Okay, so did Israel allow any medical evacuations from the hospital before they began their operation?
So we were not told that their operation was beginning as such. We were planning a mission on, I think, the 23rd of March. That was not permitted, did not go ahead. So during that period, we couldn't come and evacuate patients. Everybody, the healthcare workers, the patients, were all huddled in administration buildings. It was a human resources department with very, very little water, very little food. I think by the last day of it, they had one bottle of water between 15 of them.
And they're still there then?
The information isn't clear. I think that our understanding is that there has been movement, but I do not have clear information, unfortunately, on exactly where they are now.
And there were civilians there as well, weren't there? I mean, there were several thousand civilians taking refuge in that hospital.
That's correct. So civilians come to all the hospitals because traditionally, and under international humanitarian law, it's not just a tradition, it's an agreed agreed position. Hospitals are places of safety. They're neutral territory. You do not bomb them. You do not shoot at them. You do not destroy them.
So when the Israeli military and government says that following the raid, it took extra precautions to ensure that no civilians, no medics, no patients were killed by them in their operation on Al-Shifa Hospital. Do you accept that?
All we know is that patients died during that period. Now, if you did not shoot them directly, do you say that because they died of starvation and lack of care because they were unable to get out, does that not mean that you hold no responsibility for those deaths?
It's just very hard to get a picture of what the patients who are still there, if there are some still there, the medics, the civilians, what it is like, because we've all seen the pictures of Al-Shifa. It's barely still standing.
It's really in ruins, and certainly particularly all the clinical areas where you would treat patients are gone. And as the hospital director said, Al-Shifa no longer exists as it, and rebuilding, starting again. You know, this is going to cost millions, if not billions, just to restart is an enormous cost and an entirely unnecessary cost.
And I heard one doctor saying it could take up to 20 years to rebuild Al-Shifa Hospital.
Well, when you've got hospitals more than just buildings, you know, it's the expertise, it's the it's the equipment, but it's really the people. And to begin again, you build that up over years and years. It's like the major teaching hospital in any advanced health system is reliant on years and years and years of experience and practice. And that's just been wiped out.
Should Israel not have touched the hospital, even though they say Hamas were in hiding there, they were running operations from there, and that in the process of these 2 weeks of the raid, they killed 200 of them.
International humanitarian law is very, very clear on this. Hospitals and health workers are off limits, even if, and for both sides, neither side should be in any way using a hospital for anything but healthcare. But even given that, even if they had a suspicion, that's not enough. You really have to have proven that that it is has been militarized and not have patients. And you have to ensure the patients and doctors and everybody else who's neutral healthcare workers are not there. So a suspicion is not enough. And it's very clear as written. And the reason for this is that a health service, healthcare is a basic is essential for the community to function, to thrive, the neutral community, the normal people, and for pathways to peace, so that you can recover after the hostilities. One of the most critical things for recovery is availability of healthcare. So this is why it was one of the first things that was protected under international humanitarian law. And sadly, we're seeing increasingly, not just in Gaza, but in Sudan, Ukraine, hospitals are now a target. I think my colleague Martin Griffiths said it best, that Red Cross, that was a sign of protection, has turned into a target.
I want to ask you about the impact on the aid situation in Gaza now following the deaths of 7 aid workers who worked for World Central Kitchen, who were one of the biggest providers of aid in Gaza in recent months. They have now suspended their operations. How big a hole is there now in the aid operation?
Certainly getting food to the people is about the most critical need right now, because everyone in Gaza is starving. So removing, and World Central Kitchen were doing extraordinary work. They were working with us to bring food to ensure that the healthcare workers could be fed, and along with the patients and all the other people. They did a lot of work setting up feeding infrastructure in all the hospitals, as well as all the other work they were doing. Extraordinary people, and people who were just doing this out of love, and look how they got paid. We will continue our work. We are staying. We're certainly very concerned about security and very concerned about this increasing targeting, but we will stay because the people need us.
A ceasefire, everyone says, is essential. Do you think it's essential too that Israel opens the border crossings of Erez and Karni at this point, these two very crucial border crossings?
Absolutely. It's essential that every possible crossing is open and that every effort is made to flood Gaza with aid. Flood Gaza with aid and ensure that it reaches all the people who need it most safely. So how are we going to do that? The only way is a ceasefire. And those who are still sending bombs and bullets to rain down on aid workers and health workers and normal Palestinians, innocent civilians, have got to stop doing that as well.
That's America, United States.
I don't have the list of countries. It's more countries than that. But, those who are still supporting this hostility have got to look at what they're doing and understand that they are part of the killing of huge numbers of innocent people.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization.